Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. It's the 13th anniversary of Tom Asacker as a member of our Brain Trust. That's right. Hey, Tom, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim.
13 years. You know what the gift is, right? You know what the 13th anniversary gift is, right? It's an email.
I don't know. What?
It's an email. Email. Yeah, we'll send you an email. So, anyway, happy anniversary. Thanks for 13 great years of helping us understand how to do a better job of taking care of our customers. Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen, thebusinessofbelief.com is his website. Mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and we're having a great visit with Tom. He's talking to us about some of the things that he's been talking to us about over the years, trying to help all of us understand that customers increasingly, and he's been telling us this for 13 years, increasingly are making their decision about whether to do business with you on a level above product, on a level above service. And Tom, this is, you know, some of the conversations you and I've had surely contributed to some of my thinking as I was putting my book together. And the thing that we've got to get rid of, as you know, I say we still have to be competitive. Nobody's going to pay you more than they should for something. But I still believe that the decision about whether to do business with you is made long before they ever find out if you're competitive or not. In these ranges that you're talking about, with aesthetics, with control, with identity, what do you think?
Well, that's the nature of belief, Jim. Here's the crazy thing. We have to have this belief before we make a decision. You know? We can't do it unless somehow our mind has conjured up this thought that is the best alternative for us. And we use all of that input prior to the actual experience, right? We have to believe going into the store is the best place for us to go before we actually walk in there. So everything that we do, all the signals that we send to people, either that it creates belief in us, in our brand, in what we do, in our business, in our people, in our values, or it doesn't. And I think that that's the hard part for people, is to actually believe that every little single thing that they do matters in some way to someone.
Mm-hmm.
The best brands, the greatest brands out there, they understand this, Jim. You know, I mean,
what is an example? Don't you think, though, that if small business owners could just get what you're saying, that the environment, the attitudes of customers today, and the environment they're in, and the way the marketplace is moving, and the technology, and all that together. Don't you agree with me when I say that this situation we have right now, all those things I just mentioned, all coming together, all coalescing together, gives small business a great advantage?
Yeah, it should, right? Because they can move a lot quicker than
exactly. And they're literally a voice. I mean, they're literally a conversation that can happen, you know, easily today. Away from asking, from talking to customers and asking them, the CEO of a huge corporation, he can't ask a question of his customers and get that information back to him easily or quickly, like a small business owner can. I mean, it could take him or her a year to do a survey, and then develop a strategy and get it implemented and turned around. A small business owner can change it in a minute, in a day.
Yeah, no, you're being kind saying a year. Most people, it takes them a year to have the meetings and to do the plan.
Right, that's exactly right. And see, here's the thing, Tom, you're saying this. This isn't some aberration. that's happening this year or this month. This is a condition the marketplace is moving in forever, isn't it?
Oh, it's not going to ever slow down. I mean, if anything, it's going to speed up all of this change because, of, you know, the Internet has allowed that to happen. You know, it's a matter of desire, Jim. Either we want to be fanatical in our desire to attract and delight people, or we don't. And I think people need to look around them at the best organizations and the best brands, and they have to ask themselves a question. You know, why does Apple put iPods in little jewelry looking cases? Why do they go through that? You know, why do that? Why does Southwest Airlines remove four peanuts from the bag? Why do they obsess over taking four peanuts out of the bag? Why does Walt Disney World look at people standing in line and see the ice cream starting to melt, so they go back to the ice cream formulation and they make it colder so that it doesn't melt during that stand in line?
Right.
You know, why do people do this? Because they're obsessed with the customer experience. And they know that their business model, right, is what provides that experience.
Right.
If it's a low-cost experience.
And the melting ice cream is more annoying to them than paying an extra $25 for the experience. So your margins, if you can pay attention to these things that, like Tom's talking about, your margins can go up. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. TheBusinessOfBelief.com, right?
You got it, Jim. And listen, may the road rise up to meet you.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for 13 great years. Tom Asecker. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.